May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Paul charges the Christians in Philippi, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Paul reminds the people of Philippi that they are striving to become like Jesus, who don't build themselves up, but look for opportunities to serve and to help wherever they can. Later on today, here at St. Paul's, churches from around the area will gather to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. So when it came to thinking about that, I went to my deeply theological resource, Webster's Dictionary, and looked up the word reform. What does it mean to reform? It means to make changes in something in order to improve it. To make changes in something in order to improve it. I have a feeling when Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the doors of Wittenberg, he wasn't thinking, I'm going to tear something down and create something brand new, the Protestant Church. But what he was thinking was, my church needs a little bit of reform. It needs to be in the process of becoming a bit more like Jesus. Not so much concerned with what it's concerned with, but being concerned about how best it can live out the light of the gospel in service. Then I realized that as we think about being a part of the reform movement of the church, when I was meeting with the clergy for these planning sessions, I realized, as they were talking about various parts in the service, and I do hope you'll be here this evening, that the Episcopal Church is really not that reformed. We pretty much look and act and sound like our Catholic brother and sisters. But I also realize that we are all in the process of reformation. We are all in the process of reforming ourselves in order to improve and in order to become more like Jesus, whom we call Lord and Savior. To me, that's a process that is never ending. It's very interesting to me that in Australia, there are basically two Christian churches. You've got the Anglican Church, and then you've got the group of all the other Protestant churches that refer to themselves as the Reforming Church, not the Reformed Church, but the Reforming Church. I really believe that that's who we are. We are the Reforming Church. We are the church that is continually seeking ways to improve our understanding of God as we know him in Jesus, to improve our understanding of how that lives itself out in our lives, that we are continually reforming so that we can live into the fullness of Christ, which is the destiny for each of us. We never quite get there. There's always room for growth. There is always opportunity for change. And in the midst of that, step by step, minuscule amount by minuscule amount, we grow closer to the Jesus that we love. Throughout our lives, throughout the history of this church, throughout the history of any church, we are in the process of reforming, taking in our lives what is good and God-like and building that and strengthening that and nurturing that, but looking continually for opportunity for new growth and new movement and new understanding of who God calls us to be. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was God, chose to become like us, so that we, like him, could grow closer to God. We are a part of not the reformed movement of the Protestant Church, but we are a part of the reforming church of God, the church reforming ever and always to grow into the body of Christ, which indeed we are. I can't think of a group of people that I'd rather be on this journey with. We've got a long way to go. We've got good things, but always reforming them and molding them to be better. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Jesus. If we do that, we'll get there. Amen.